affluence of weddings. They don't use a diamond ring because of compulsion. Because of compulsion. Maybe, very shortly, there will be one person in America who will come out and accept it's all right to use diamond rings. But so far, that did not take place yet. Because of compulsion. Because Tom says the reason is the why. The Gemara says, the Yurcha says, Sehoya will sit as you may. And the Gemara doesn't say, Yurcha sit as Rabbi. Because the Gemara wants to limit, even though we pass like Rabbi. But we only pass like Rabbi in respect to an object like Sehoya, silk. So silk does not have a dubious value, because there won't be any big discrepancy between the assessment made by one expert and the assessment made by another expert. If one expert will say that this silk garment is worth 50 zuz, so in all probability, all the other experts, when they assess the silk garment, will also say that it's worth 50 zuz. But the diamond ring, you ask one diamond merchant, how much is it worth? You say, this is worth at least $5,000. You ask another diamond merchant, another expert, yeah, how much is this diamond ring worth? You'll say at least $8,000. I mean, that happens all the time. Because a diamond, a stone, has a dubious value. So when we pass for a Chabad, only respect to something that does not have a dubious value. But in respect to something that has a dubious value, even by experts, it has a dubious value. It doesn't have, you know, a fixed value in the opinion of the assessor. So then she's not the gracious, because in respect to something that has a dubious value, so we say, this is what I'm about. Later on, we tell the Yosef Ashino, the Dafke Sehoya would be Yitzchak Shumba. If Shumboso, you do Akzas, they are given Mitzvah. And even though there might be a difference of opinion among experts, but the range is very small. Maybe one will say it's worth 50 rupees, and one will say it's worth 45 rupees. Very small range of doubt. Actually, came the doubt is stone, so the range of doubt is very big. One might say 5,000, then one might say 10,000. As it happens, count them. So, in such a case, we say Isha Lissamkhadai. Tzricha Shumma Bishu Lissamkhadai. Ufichot Noago Eilo Am Kadesh Bitabas She'im Bo'eve. She'im Bo'eve. Yehod Omar Ukamo Bifere Shemi She'i Sifro Eita Shemei Yishrima Sheshomis Iname Ahu Nefeh כן שרואה שירדו השב נקצס והוא גברה וכי יש ביעבו לכוחה והבר הפחית לדשאי ליזבי שבפרוטה אבו לקוצו אבו לכוחה. So the question is, even though the Chizbi found out that Ligzbi שבפרוטה, but the stone says to some Kalaide, she should still, she can't be Christian. So she says, after the Kufre, he's not a real diamond. We have it to show up on tables. Our Kalein Abishai. So he has it explained. He doesn't have a dubious assessment value. Kili Ashkon, Kili Kei, Isuke, the Hodes, the Banner of the Sabidur, the Avni, the Shishe, the Kucho, the Marmer. All right. Yes, the Forshim, Shmoch, Isra, Kriz, the Kerabu, the Kerabese, the Shmoch, the Kerabese, the Kerabese, Schmoch al Kama Hilchas Rabbe, the Leute in the Heim Rabbe, die Gedanke, die Cholbuhl zu der Schumme. Aber nur noch am Schick, schon noch am Schick, ist Boi Schumme. Die Chaposa, die Schumme, die Boi Schumme. Die Theater ist Jasche, hat die Zwerch und die Zwerch Rabbe, aber gab die Cholbuch, die kein Wunder. So, der Rabbe Tam says, ולפיכך נועד ואילום ולקדש את הבא השם בהם. וואי, כוזיק, איזה דבר. So then, she will be religious. Because we don't pass like Rabbi in everything. We pass like Rabbi only in respect to an article like Sibolia. It does not have a dubious value, but not in regard to an article that has a dubious value like a diamond. Now the question is, so why is it still necessary to be cabbage with a plain ring that does not have a stone? Why couldn't the chosin be cabbage with a ring, diamond ring? But then you'll say, diamond ring is a sacred item. But there were two shakers in the world, in the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi. The first motion says, Idioma, Lord, behold you, who are all the way to get into the shoe. Idioma, or Hamshi, Holy Shop, Chipri, the Yoma Hamshi, the Shoga Hamshi, Rabbi Oma, Luis, the Shome, the Shoga Hamshi, Rabbi Sipoma, Slicker Shome, Chipri, the Pier, the Shome, the Shome. So, we pass like Rabbi, but Rabbi Kam says, we only pass like Rabbi in something like Siroi. But because he doesn't have a dubious assessment, but something like a diamond that has a dubious assessment, then we don't pass like that. But we certainly pass like first lush, not like a second. Because if we had passed him like the second law, like Rabbi said, so then the Sihoye should even Kadesh is here. So the question arises, why does Rabbi Tam say that the reason is why there's universal fractals not to use a diamond ring? Because the case of the diamond ring, so we don't pass like that. But we certainly don't pass like a basic that there is a special aloha, makeset dikaites, a purekes, and amelikaites. Because if we had passed like a basic, makeset dikaites, a purekes, and amelikaites, then you couldn't be the Kaddish with Zohar either, unless you made an assessment of the Zohar before the Maizah. So really, it should be all right to use a diamond ring too. But the husband, the Kali should say, behold you. And then, all the shame say that behold you doesn't mean that gay, that he has said explicitly behold you. If he didn't say Hamshin, he didn't specify any value, so it's like saying Mikudesh and behold you. So you could use the diamond ring too, but Chosa shouldn't say, Harea to Mikudesh is free. Beitaba ze, she needs to have a table. She shove a Esar of him, just stop. So then he could use. So why is Noah Goelo not to use a diamond ring, period. Even if he doesn't mention any value. But if he doesn't mention any value, then the Shem say it's like saying, behold you. And we certainly don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak, that there is a loche, ma keset dikayetz, a kyo mekeset nam dikayetz. So, this is the time that the oceans against Hamlet. That's the job.
Ich habe nur ein Wohl, 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 ein Wohl,
שאין בו אמת. ועוד אמרו לתמר פרשאים לי, כי שאין ספרו מיקח משפרים, ישרימה ומיירה, וששומו ניסו, אינם מיקח חבר, וישרוי ששמוס ידוע קטס. ולתמר, הרוב קודם ביעבו לי, It's good. We don't understand it. How is it good? But it's good. But we can say you feel bitter. It's like a bitter medicine. So I'm saying that this medicine is very bitter. Now the Rosh, the Simen Ramlaot, I mean the Tour, the Simen Ramlaot, So he says, in Kachi, in Pochas, in Shabbat, in Tehim. In Miu, in Kicho, in Chepet, Stam. In Tzorch, Loshim, in Tchil. In Shabbat, in Tchil. Now, in Shabbat, in Tchil, in Kodeshis. But feel in Moro, in Kachi, in Chepet, Zeh, she Shabbat, in Zuz, in Kicho, in Shabbat, in Tchil. In Nitzah, Hakein, she Shabbat, in Zuz, in Kodeshis. Because of the time, Dafke Bechifet, Sheshumose, Yeduak Tzas, Him are pushing, they regularly display Kolkach. Our opponent takes to my obvious, the Halitzibet, Shepkin, Vishumosot, upon the tail when Harvey, the Omaro is catching the Ebel, Sheshove, Nin Zuz, so Shuk, who is on her diet, or the car, no aguero, we cut it with a bass, shame boere. Because of a day, no be a horse out, and nearly, clearly high time, no aguero, we all see or even at a bass, when dinner is shule, a lookish must still must hook. But if he doesn't mention any school, so then it's like he's catching the whole thing she is in the bath. The in derech lahaskir has school in the bath of a mishnah. So the Rosh says that he doesn't understand the reason as to why we are makpid not to have a diamond in the ring. As long as he doesn't mention any value, we should be able to recover it even with diamond. But you see that the inner world didn't change in spite of the fact that the Rosh says we prayer. Why? Because it is Yosef that said that the reason as to why the Rosh says we prayer is because the Rosh mentions one reason in respect to Rabbi Tam's chiddush. What does Rabbi Tam say? Rabbi Tam says that when the Gemara says the Yuchas, Siroyo Tzricha Shumei, the Gemara means only Siroyo Tzricha Shumei, because Siroyo doesn't have the dubious assessment of it. Mashenki, Rabbi Tam's Mavoy is the Tzricha Shumei, because it has a dubious assessment value. So the Rosh says that the reason is that the oneness of Rabbi Tam, the logic of Rabbi Tam is that he uses his stone, the diamond, so then the Isha might think that it's not worth as much as he says. He says, the husband says, this diamond ring is worth $1,000. Misha might think it's worth maybe only $800. Some memories in some Hadith. This is some Hadith. Some memories in Matthew Gadeshes, even if it turns out at the end that it's worth $1,000. So the Rosh explanation of how the Tam's being is because when the Baal, the Kaddish, uses a diamond ring, the Isha might think it's not worth as much as the Baal says it's worth. Maybe it's worth less. So the Rosh has the Kashi, and you will reveal high time. Since the whole Shoshi is, maybe the Isha will think it's worth less than it. $10,000, the value mentioned by the Baal. So there's an answer. Let the Baal use diamond ring and not mention any value. But the Rami says, and the other machine, they say something else in respect to Rami Tam's deed. They say the reason is why. And the Tao says that you cannot choose a diamond ring is because a diamond ring has such a dubious value. Or maybe the Isha in her imagination, she thinks that at the time of the illusion, true the husband said, it's worth 1,000 souls. But maybe she thinks it's worth 5,000. Never mind the husband said 1,000. Maybe the Isha thinks that it's worth 5,000. Because it has dubious value. And that's the reason as to why. That's the reason as to why she agreed to be Kodesh. Because she overestimates the value of the diamond ring. Some melee, this is how the Ram explains how the Tao should be. Some melee, it's not trying to say, he'll say, he's catching the hold of the ring. She showed it. Because even if he says he's catching the hold, but maybe the Isha agreed to give Kodeshes because she overestimates the value of the ring. So maybe there is no answer to be Kaddish with the diamond rings, according to the Ram. This is what the Isha says.
Shume, who if you have pure shoe,
si roi ki de shalomite is bidogaze ve'im arav nekam shalifichoch noam shalomikade is bitavah shalifay. So in other words, there is a machlokes between the Rosh and the Ram as to the longness of having counseling. According to the Rosh, the explanation of having counseling is based upon the possibility maybe the Isha will think it's worth less. So the Rosh asks, against the Nevelo, why can't they use diamond ring? Let the husband just say and carry yourself. He's catching the whole room. She showed out the mouth. Oh, I did not say anything. So then it's like whole. But the Ram says that Ramatam's meaning is based upon the possibility that maybe the Isha, in her mind or in her imagination, will overestimate the value of the dynasty. So even if the husband says, he's catching the hope the Rusha Shabbat Abbas, Shalom Tibu Mamboyes, she'll still think it's worth maybe $10,000. Mele, and if it's not worth $10,000, so it's in some Kadaita. So maybe there is no Eitzel. Because no matter what the husband says, the Isha might still overestimate the value of the ring if it's diamond. So maybe we cannot use diamond ring period. Now, this is what Rabbi Tam says. As to why the Gemara says the Yuchas is the royal explanation. Because the Gemara is emphasizing the point that only in case of the royal explanation. But the Rambam has an understanding. I think I mentioned it already. I don't know yet. But if it is an article that the Isha is not in Sabbath land, so then it requires you. So on the contrary, according to the Rambam, you can use a diamond ring because a diamond ring initially is savvy more than Zoy. So it's some kadaita. Lafuke what? Lafuke something that the initial is not misavi. So then, according to the Rambam, it's not some kadaita. It's not some kind of, that means according to, so since if it's not in Sabbath, then there is a possibility that it's not some kind of, if she's not in Sabbath. But if she's in Sabbath, she is some kind of, you see. She is some kind of. Now, so on the contrary, let's say, according to the Rambam, so if he's in Kavisha with diamond ring, she's certainly delicious. Because diamond ring, she's in Sabi, water, a silk garment. A silk garment. But suppose he will give her a box of candy, and he'll tell her the box of candy. Unless the issue is misabed to the box of candy, but assuming the issue is not misabed to the box of candy, and you give her a box of candy, and you will not have it assessed, you'll tell her it's worth $10. So then she will not be delicious, because since the box of candy initially is not misabed, maybe it's not some kind of item. Maybe it's not a problem. Right. That's one machlokes between the Rambam and the other Hashem, let's say, about the time. Then Hashem put out that there is a machlokes between the Rambam and another problem. Now, let's say, because from Rashi's Loshen is mashma, that if we say, Voisom Kadaite, so then she is not Mekudeshes, period. The Rambam Shita is not like that. Even if we say Rizam Kadai, so she is not Mekudeshes until an assessment is made. But once an assessment is made, and the assessment determines that it's worth Hamishim Zuz, then she becomes Rosh Hashanah means in the whole show Omar lo arei at mekudeshes mekodim eilu sheishom chamishim tumurim v'holu shom neshi v'chalitzi ve'et shomi shom sablem im holu shom chamishim harei zi mekudeshes b'shas v'kicho because in Tzchilin Shum but according to Mandola at Tzchilin Shum she wouldn't be mekudeshes b'shas v'kicho. But when should we be done with this? Mishashuma, according to Rashi, so if it's Rikoshuma, so then if the Dush took place before the Shuma, she's not the Kodeshes. She will not be the Kodeshes, even though a Shuma will be made an hour later, after the Maizah. But the Rambam Shit is not like that. Raising Kodeshes in Shasta Kirch, in the Tzrichen Shuma Bishuk, Pakartir Kodeshes, Kishet Isnabai, Ela Reilo Benishon Mishomalo, Raising Kodeshes Mishom Hashem, Yimei Mishom Yei Mishom. But if Chobi, so she is Kodeshes Mishom Hashem, but according to Rabbi said, she wouldn't be Kodeshes Mishom Hashem. But she would be Mekudeshes Mishra Achreino. According to Rashi, so according to Rabbi Yisef, she would be Mekudeshes at all. And she would require a new Maizekushim. Okay, that's all. Now for next week. Next week, there's Hashem. We expect to start the city of Omar Obama al-Mahmed, although it's actually the non-income, Mashkin income. And of course, to cover the subject, the basis of money income, Mashkin income, including the basis of Mashkin Yachin in the Philippines. But the question is, how about his height? There are many ways how a person can affect his height as another person. One is by executing the shtar. Let's say if he writes in the shtar, Harayan is high over Haman. And he has a signet or he signs it except your day. So that's one way of affecting his highness. Another way of affecting his highness is through Kinyan Suda, the Kayan Kodoro. In other words, the Wupe says to Shimon, I want to obligate myself to give you $100 in the next, let's say, 30 days or so. And the shiman gives him his handkerchief, and in return, the woman says, I'm obligating myself to give you $100 so you can pay for it. And she can collect for King and Suda. So the question is, suppose
money income, because he doesn't give her the attention he wanted.
And even intangible money he doesn't give up. Because he doesn't become mechuyev to give up. He can become there, in spite of the fact that he gave her his water security. And mashkineta. And the mashkineta doesn't give her a gift. He gives her a security. A security for what? You can give something a security for a debt that you owe the other person. You don't owe, she doesn't owe any debt to the issue. So the security doesn't have any meaning. In other words, she doesn't get a thing. She doesn't get tangible kesef. She doesn't get intangible kesef. Because the giving of security does not create happiness. So money income, there is no mono. She doesn't get a tangible mono. And she doesn't even get an intangible mono. Because no ischayus is affected. And masculine income is not giving her the watch as a gift to the fish. He's giving her a security. Security for a debt that doesn't exist. So it doesn't mean anything. So you can remember back the watch from her. She doesn't get anything. That's the Shita Drive. Some Miller Drive says that the same aloche implies that if you put Uden and say to Shina, I promise to give you a money, and here I give you my watch of security. So it's not required to give that person a money. Because you don't need to decide. Then the Rashbo, that's the sheet of the Ramban. Ramban, the Rashbo, they say something else. They say that if Reuben will say to Shimon, I promise to give you a money, and I'm giving you my watch to security, so then Shimon can enforce the money. And he can tell Reuben, I'm not giving you back your watch until you pay the money. Because just as Fusuda you can create spiders, just as Fulishtar you can create spiders, by giving security for a promise, you also create spiders. But why is it in relations? So the Ramban and Rashbo say that his highness is like you. Suppose the Isha borrowed 100 Jews from the Baal before, sometime before. She has to pay back. And then he says, I'm giving you that home for you. I may help you. So I'm telling you, you're going into the ashes. So his highness is like you. But why is Shachim? Yes, even though the Isha doesn't get tangible kesef. So he says, Shtachim Tachim, so the Baal is giving the Isha the Terasbush, he's transferring Shibur. Here is not transferring Shibur. But the Shita of the Rabbid is that creating this highways, creating Shibur, is like transferring Shibur. And the sheet of the Ramban, the Rashbam is no. He has to give her kesef. He doesn't have to give her necessarily tangible kesef. He can give her, he can be marked to her intangible kesef. The shtachim l'achir. Mashenkin here is not marked to her anything. He just is mischaling himself to her. So in Mele, it's like becoming a new red, and it's in relations. But by making a promise to give him honor and give security for that promise, you do create his highness. But with his highness, you cannot be intelligent because you have to be machmir, kesef, tangible kesef, intellectual kesef. If there's the here you're not machmir, shtachim l'achirim, you are transferring kesef that. The other person knows the Baal, he is matre to the Isha of the Azusha. So there is Nisina Sakesari Gelati, but here there is no Nisina Sakesari Gelati. So it's not only Allah in Mishnah, it's Allah in Kesari in general. The Gemara says, applies it to the Rabbi Shimon Klein, it's the Rabbi Shimon Klein. Now, how is Rashi? So they are pictured in that Gemara. How does Rashi explain it? It's not very clear. But I think there is a deal coming. Mone ikam hilkach mashkin in shomek room. Or mashkin ikam in shomek room, or other thing. Sheina mashkin atom. I think that from Rashi's Russian here, it's mashmash. That he explains it like the right, he explains it more like the right. Because Rashi says, money income, mashkin income, since money income, so we mail a mashkin income. According to the right, it makes very good sense. Because according to the right, with this highness, you can be mitachin. But here, there is no ishaides effectively. Because with the Bura Be'alma, you cannot create ishaides. Ishaides. So mele, that's why Rashi explains. Gilmore, money income, consequently mashkin. Because he didn't give her any money, and he didn't give her any tangible money, nor did he give her an intangible money. Because with the Bura Be'alma, money income. Because with the Bura Be'alma, you don't become bound. So really, the mashkin has no meaning. Mashkin means, I'm giving another person security for the debt I owe the other person. But there is no debt. With verbal fiat alone, you cannot produce his highness. So therefore, mashkin ikan, mashkin shamiklum, the mashkin has no meaning. Therefore, hilka. But according to the Ramban and the Rashba, it's not hilka. You're only saying two separate things. Actually, there is his highness. But Gemara says she's not getting any kesef, because insofar as the mono is concerned, so true that this highness of the mono could be created as a result of the security being given to her. But that kesef is not good kesef kinyan. Mono income. As far as the shibud is concerned, so that cannot be disconnected. And as far as the kesef represented by the mashkin is concerned, he doesn't give it to her. So, according to the Ramban, the Rashba, it doesn't mean mono income, consequently mashkin income. According to the Rambam, mono income, because there is no ishaides created, therefore, the mashkin is no meaning in Shariklu. But according to Ramban the Rashba, it's not therefore. The more he's saying two things. Money income, there is no kesef kinyan of the mono, because he doesn't give the mono. And his highness is not makna to her. And mashkin, and there is no kesef of the watch that he gives her, because he only gives it to her a security. So the expression hilkach is not appropriate here according to the Ramban and the Rashba's pshat, but it's appropriate according to the Rambam's pshat. Since Rashi says hilkach mashkin shabek lo, shemashma tonet, so it's mashma that Rashi explains it like the Rambam. Now let's see the Rosh Hashanah. 说下去了一点呀，打了一下马上就叫到他贴这个三天呀，没那么贵的事，我也今天的一样要到我也马上去我上帝也一时一下了，好多是让我们吃饭的来的孩子他来的孩子他们帮的孩子 It's not clear But the Dagnishne mentions the Rajpo So it's much more than Dagnishne that the Rambam explains it like the Rajpo Now look in my English Shom the press of the Dalit member because the Rajpo After Omar Law, then we hire Rahman and Bikinia. In other words, she gives him a handkerchief. And in return, he undertakes to give her a monopoly resolution where his highness is created with the resolution. He is catching with Borg. Eid Mukadeshis. Shane Kamono. El Milk. His highness is created. Then he sinner Samashkar. Is a means of creating his highness, but it's not Kesef Kinyan, it's not Kesef Yushin, like Milgram, the Rikono, but Rikosaf was Shtarol, it means Shtar is highness. Now, it's well established that if somebody executes Shtar is highness, so he becomes Baal, but he or she is not to be righteous, because his highness is not good as Kesef Kinyan. He has to be much like Kesef. When he transfers Tachay Dachay, then he is marked in intangibles. But he is marked, here he is not marked, he is marked like Kesef for her. He is creating Kesef for her. That's not good. You have to give her Kesef, not to create Kesef. Not to create Kesef. Kosav lo shtar, olov, inu mekideshes, ad kao ishen, yichin kosav rambanza. Since the Magnishne mentions the Rajboshi and the Rambanshi in connection with the Rambam, so it seems that the Magnishne assumes that the Rambam agrees with the Ramban and the Rajbo, not with the Rajbo. Otherwise, he would mention Abba Rai the Kosav. Even Rabbeinu anywhere, he should say. He just mentioned Ramban as a Rajpo, apparently. The Magnishne knew very well that she was a Rajpo. But, because all the machine mentioned she was a Rajpo. So it's much. So why don't he mention? Apparently he assumes that the Ramban agrees in the sheet of Ramban the Rajpo. Why? Because the Loshna Ramban knew האם הראישו עסקת של בניה, והרי זה המשתי ביותך עד שאת נגניה, אין מקדש. לא ידינה לגיע ליודו, ולא ימשתי נוסם וייסי שמו. So if the Rambam agrees with the Pshat of Rambam in the Rajbo, so we understand this why the Rambam just says, לא ידינה לגיע ליודו. The tangible dinner that he was misheiling himself did not reach her hand. But but what did she get? She did get an intangible dinner, his highness, a chayim. So, but that cannot be Kesef Kinyan. He has to give her Kesef Yushin. He has to be marked in her chest. And he is not marked in her chest. He is creating chest. But he is not marked in the chest. In order to become the ashes, he has to be Makne Keset to her, Iteres Yushin. So that's why the Rambam doesn't say, Lo Yadina Egil Yodo, Vilu Mishayim Hodina. Because he was Mishayim Hodina. But that's not good as Keset Yushin. But he, the Rambam, would be doing the Shit in the right way, then he should say, Lo Yadina Egil Yodo, Vilu Mishayim Hodina. He doesn't say Vilu Mishayim Hodina. So it's much more that the Rambam agrees in the Shite of the Rambam and the Rashi. Now let's see what he's saying inside. Not that she doesn't get anything. She does get shibuni, but that's all boy. You can't be new when you get ashes. The less a bed, hoil mona income, to the fichor, ain't no wicked ashes. The chase of nature must came in the menu. The chin them is, why is it a ship of nice and clear? Because just as the time is not picking in Yilve, so he's not picking his height. Just as the Misho is not Kudeshet in Yilve, she is not picking, she's not Kudeshet in his height. The average of the US today, who you want to eat? The Fichochim Kudeshet. The Chizer, the Nature, Mashkidom, the Menor. Yes, why is Chizer made Mashkidom, according to Ramban, he does create his height. The answer is, because he didn't give her his highness just like that, but he has upon created. He gave her his highness with his dushi. Since the dushi is not house, so he didn't intend to be his highness. So in a way, he can take back the mashke. Yechim Bemes, Shemel Gnaini, Niknes, Nurek, Lise, Ulikamon, I skipped it first, one line in the Rambam. You show me Mecha, she's a Kone. The new way, the Yitzoyim is the Mara Kone, Mahad Abdi Hom, you say, the new way, the other who? So what they are in the return, the Yitzhayim, they are in the new way, that she, he lent her in money. So, she was already Cana that morning, and now he's Mechah, but now he's giving her something new. She wouldn't. So how is it analogous to Milvet? We call it a mashma. Veina l'isho arein yichayev lochmoni v'kinye. V'kinye. Well, his highness is clearly certain. He's got you a boy. She'ina m'kudeshes. וכן בימך על מקום, ישיבו ברשוס לידו, ועל נתיים בדמיון. So he says, the reason is why I'm coming to Yuba in Kodesh, it's not that Yuba is not Kesef. After all, Mechilas on Yuba is also Kesef. But in order to be Kesef Kiyye, you have to be Makne Kesef. When Yamecho in Yuba, you're not Makne, Yamecho. That's why you come in new ways in the way. You have a new insight, see the Ramah. V'chein, avrima l'chabire avrim mechayev l'chmoni, k'rima mechayev l'mi'atmu l'chobit moni, u'kniyo l'kliyo l'mashkin alayev, Mikiru Shemoshach, Kona Kiru Shibuli. The Arab Zal Kosab, Mashkin in Kandu, Kona in Mashkin in Ide, the Mayor Slave, Kona in Mashkin. It's all here, because the Russian of the Reed tends to indicate to a certain extent that he, the David, explains it like the right. That's why he said it's all here. Let's see now the Russian of the Rashi. Money in camp, masculine camp. Kalima, money should be catch a boy, any camp, who masking she near who she would have a mono in Shobe camp club, shall be no sound of official mask on the bush. Hello, she would have mono, who met his cabbage. But the normal having high rock mono bikini, the scatchy boy, you could ask. Shein kamono el milve, vilu ikono, ba pulukosa po shtarolo, shtar ischaides, ein mekideshis, uch mish kosabtu imailo, gabi mali kesef, shein pili bi eishis maizis. Now let's see David. David told mention is bold. So, after the Israel of the Mona Bikini and Korol, that's the sheet of the Ramban and the Rajko, or is it Zichal of the Mashki Mono, Shomalo, Sribo in Shibu to Mono, the Consul is Inka, Mashki no Mota has to the other Shumanoi, Lun in a Mono, Lun in a Mashki, shall in the catch of the Gufi shall Mashki. The Havaliki Alvoye, so you have the end of the Kachi. This is the sheet of the Ramban and the Rajbo. Bahai the Roma, King the Mona in Kam, Shein Kam Mona Behen, Mashkin with the Havali Kachi. Bahai is the native Mashkin in Meno, the Akal Gav, the new with the Achim in the Desh. So we see that the intangible Kesset can be used as Kesset. כל איכן יסם חדאיתי ללמוד סמוך ולמוד ימי, בחוד סומכים שזוך סומכים ונופק מומי למיני. So there is a knoye, there is transfer of yes, intangible. But there is a transfer, there is a knoye. The nofik שיפוד ולמי למיני, לזכה בי, he has to give her present. Intangible. But he has to give her. שתחיל ואחרי מי gives her. Mashiach in here, he gives her keset, he's creating keset for her. He's not matnet to her keset. In order to be used, this keset kinyan, he has to be matne keset biteras keset kinyan, biteras keset kinyan. Hosom kinyush is also in the world, not from many minutes, so there is a knoye biteras kinyan. The Novke Shibuli, the Lady Navy, Zachte Beyi, there is a knoye of Shibuli in the Terasbush. About Shibuli day, she is higher of the king and the star, the Lady Novke, the Lady Kroon. Otherwise, she is Kaddish the Nilve, she is the Mekideshis, the Hoa Bin Necha, Shalom Kono, כשם שמיקנה ביומה, ניסוי כמה, והיינה ביקורמה, יחידים שבו, קאצ'ו מבונו, ואם היא מסקדשת בה, איס, דהבו הביאו מירובה, אין המשכים כלום, הוא לא חמור, בוא נהיה כאן, משכים אין כאן, בקוס, כי אומי גי, די ביס חייס to her, בתי הסדושים, and the dedution is not half, some may lay, she, some may lay, there is no mishaya, some may lay, she has to return the mashku to, because he gave it to her, the mishaya is only the dedution. The chayim liugde, the amse, the aminum prite inka, nasva leika, my time have, the chashino lei, the kenya di nilve, shavoy kono, ulai perushe, ויוסי שפי המשנה במשכים אין כאן. Why? Because, you see, he assumed that the פשט במשכים אין כאן is, therefore, the משכים has no meaning. So that's only why, I mean, the way Rashi is done. But according to the Ramban and the Rashi 4, we couldn't say, therefore, the משכים has no meaning. Keine, die Mütze Namele nach war, schickt hey, wie sucht die Mütze, schickt der Hasjola Kiddemachin. What's the analogy between Mütze and this? By Mütze, so she was already cane in the Mütze. Now he's making her, she doesn't get anything, any new castle. But here, she gets, she becomes entitled to collect the debt from him. So she's getting new castle. עיקר הפירוש בזה, כי פירוש הרי בזה, שימש כחול ומשתבי, אלא כשקידם לי, חיוב המומעים, שלא בו ממנו, או שנשחי בו מקינן קרוב, דהשתה מקנה משקי ראשי בבי שכי, אבל הוכה שלו נשחי בו ממנו, ובאמיר הבאמי הוא שאומר לו, שתזכר יש לו ממנו, כאילו שלא זוך סוב ממנו, היא דוז מקריאית ישראלס, ונשחי בו עם במרוסי, משקן, גיוי, בלהגו מונו להפנו, וכן עדים ממחר לכל דבר, וישום על החבר אתם לחומסי מזוז, והרי לו, ובאי לכל משקן עליה, וזוך הכלל, you cannot create ישראלס, די, you do a bound it, but you couple it with the security. Kishama Habir to Masai and Zid Baruch Masnari, Zohar Klaar, the Nekal Mena Maskele, the Chay Kol Shisim Bineyem, Nai Bidwani, the Nosna Maskele, Alis Bidwani, Loi Zohar, אבל נשחי במון המקינן, וחוזר בקיצ'ו בוי, אוי שמקיח מנוסה בלסודה, איש המקודשס, נסודה מחור, ולא שם המשקין עלי סימון הזוך סובי, ואולי כהנוי, נשאר בפרוטו נסקדש בן, ואשר עושה שעפיר, ואיש תלמדים המון אין כמשקין אין כאן, כלי מעקים מימון אין כאן, שלו זוך סוב מימונו, אין כאן תרס משקין, סוי, the mashkin has no meaning. We zog so be. Ho yu oma lo sti di mashkin ze, shi o mono, skachle i bezu, u mosh ho yi se, zog so be u shi o mono, alo shi yochel i saug ob yoni. Ki u shi zog so be, ha vei u miskadesh i be. Ni ze noche mi bilu, ze ein bei bei smichle, vi chen pire shvizah. So it's clear that they are pictures in the world. We learned it before we proceed. Money income, mastery. goods, valuable possessions, So, so far, it's not clear what Teisu Shiti is. But then Teisu says, he's making a promise. He's mischaring himself. So in other words, he doesn't create his highness. So that indicates that Teisves agrees, this first Russian Teisves agrees with the Shite of the Raimet. Because according to the Ramban and the Rashba, if a person says, I promise to give you a mono, and I give you a mashkin, so then he becomes bound. And here he says he doesn't become bound. So, the first Washington case says that the same aloha of mona income, mashkin income, applies to the case of the promise of his highness being made and giving a mashkin for the promise. It's like the shite of the rival. The Chaim Kehen b'shem Rabbi Tam b'Yisrael. Eime Hashim Oma Odom l'chadere etten l'chmono b'matono v'heilich mashkino v'altaza v'yamashke עד שאתם לחמונו, כי עוד זבד היוכל רק את המשקל, עד שביתם לימו. If we didn't see there is a machlokes, the Raivet, and the Rashbo, so then we could be taken and reconcile Rabban Chaim Mishim Rabban Tam with the first Roshni. But since we see there is a machlokes, why should we resort to Deichkin? I understand that it was Yeshua. So I was told, I didn't see it now. So that the Yeshua assumes that there is no machlokes between the first Washington Teisves and Rabbi Chaim b'shem Rabbi Tam. Because the Yeshua probably did not have the Ramban, he did not have the Rashba, he did not have the Rishayim, no. The Yeshua did not have these machines. Some in Mele, he tried to reconcile. But now that we see they are two shotting, why should we resort to Decha and try to reconcile? So the Pashtus is that the first washing tastes called the Shita Drive, and the second washing tastes, Rabbi Tam. They call the Yeshita the Ramban and the Rashba. That's the Pashas. So in other words, there are two Yeshitas and Teisves. As to whether you can create this highness by giving security for the promise. The first Moshe Teisves says, no, like the Raivet, and the second Moshe Teisves, Rabban Tam says, yes, like Rashbo, Ramban and Rashbo. The table. In other words, the table is a kashe against the first one, not against the second one. The table. We hold your Omar Vasich as a new Rabbi Asich as a Piali. The Hounds Pishton, the Holdovo, Shewovu, Mokim, Shay Shomodo, the Hosmuel, Sacher Ali Maton. Mishneh, the unhelmed base, the first Mishneh in Asikha Zohar. Asikha Zohar means Yitu Zezeh, the Roids engaged workers, and then Yitus Chayzeh, the change of his mind. All the workers, they agreed at first to work for him, and then they retracted. Elon Zell's out on us. So we can have families, but they cannot force, you know, to keep the promise. The Sma says, he's singing Shinran Gimel, but of course, the Yisrael Vol Yishven Mishmah Kutzchei Amonet, of Shiris Yisrael Yas Avod Avochazot. So they are in there, but it cannot be legally enforced. Sochar asachamo, vesakado, v'hovi, freitin, v'chwilin, v'kale, v'nes, v'peyalin, v'halens, v'shtonin, v'namisho, v'chol d'roshova, v'chosru v'hem, mokim she'in shomodo, seicher aloyem v'maton. Suppose, is it evolved? What do you mean about? Let's say he engaged workers to take out the flax from the water, and the flax was already soaked in water. And then once you put in flax in water and you don't take it out, so it becomes spoiled. So you lose the flax. You can't keep it. The flax for a very long time. It can become spoiled. So suppose the engaged workers to take out the flax, and then the workers retract it. So it's not awful. He sustains loss. He's losing the flax. And walking Shein Shomodok. And there are no other workers available so that he could easily, you know, engage other workers to take out the flax from the work. So he's going to sustain loss. So in that case, the Balabais is entitled to do one of two things. Seicher aleihem u'matan. Matan means he simply deceives them. In other words, I mean, how can the Mishneh advise a person to resort to deception? Isn't that a terrible thing? In other words, they say, we are sorry, we agreed, you know, for 10 zoos, for 20 zoos, to do the work, to take out the flax from the water, but we change our mind. We don't want to work hard for 10 zoos, for 20 zoos. So, he's allowed, but he, in order to spare himself any loss of the flax, because of them, some melee there is a aloha of Ikech Titapo. In Ikech Titapo, that's the more you go vast in the Shnechu, in the Agadite, the more it discusses the discussion that took place between Yaakov and Rochel. So Yaakov said to Rochel that he wants to marry. So Rochel said to Yaakov that there is a problem. I think he started continuing to robust. My father, Lovon, is not an honest person. So he won't be able to marry because he will resort particularly to artifice and deception, and they will not let you marry. There is a